Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Sunnyside Up. I am Jessie May, your host, and I'm so excited to be with you today for the show. Oh, I just want to welcome you from all over the world. So wonderful to know that we have listeners that tune in from so many places. It just really warms my heart. So big, big welcome to you all whenever and wherever you're listening, always, always right on time. And I've got a juicy show in store for today. It's actually very timely that I'm sharing about this topic, and we're going to be speaking about the voice and the power of our voice and really how our voice is our vehicle and what a vehicle it is indeed, and just how much more purposeful and meaningful our lives can be when we really are connected to how important and how actively engaged we can be with working with our voice, and we'll get all into that very soon. But before we do, I want to just share a few little updates, and some of you guys can probably tell, for those of you who know me well and tune in regularly, I am a little under the weather. So funny enough, I actually had no voice for the last couple of days, quite literally. And so interesting, because I had set the intention to do the show around this topic previous to the knowing that I was going to lose my voice for a few days. So that piece I'm going to be sharing and wrapping on a little more specifically as well. So interesting and divine indeed. And I'm very blessed. This morning was the first day that I woke up and I could actually speak pronounce my words, if you will, and not sound like it was pretty rough the last 2-3 days. So I'm very grateful that I have my voice back. And although I'm still a little under, it's a treat to be able to communicate with you all, because I was thinking I may have to play an archive show, which wouldn't have been so terrible. But I'm just very happy to be here with you all, because it feels very timely indeed. So just a few updates. As a result of my voice being completely kaput, I had to roll with life as life is in session. And we've pushed out, we moved forward our launch for the Just Be sessions as next Monday. And I know I had sent out a notification to all of you guys, but I just wanted everyone to know I will officially be starting new Heart Rise meditation twice a week, as there's been lots of demand at Just Be, a new studio that is up on Ocean Park. If you're interested, you can find more information. It will be posted on the site. It went out in the newsletter, so you can check that out. If you don't get the newsletter, you can do that. Get on board. It's a juicy little love train, and I don't send out too many, so you'll get them monthly, and if you want more frequently, there'll be lots more about that. JessieMay.com, JessieMay.com. You can get more info on all of that. You can also always email me. I love hearing from you guys. It makes me so happy, and I do take the time to reply to everyone, so please know that you will be well-received if you do feel like reaching out. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you to all of those who do write, because it means so much to me to hear from you that what I'm sharing and what I'm expressing here means something to you, and such is what this is all about, right? We share and we express our truth and we connect and we find meaning as we do. So thank you to all of you who take the time to write. It really does warm my heart. And thank you for your patience, because I don't always get to them right away, but I always do, and really so touching to hear from you guys. So thank you. And you can do that at ridelove@jessiemay.com. So as I said, next Monday, Thursday, we will be launching there Monday mornings, Thursday evenings to fit into people's work schedules. And also to mention, we moved out the Awaken Your Creative Vision free video workshop, which I'm super excited about. We're going to start doing, I do a lot of virtual courses, but they're audio. And I'm launching into, not for all the programs, but for some of them, I'm going to be offering video courses. I've been encouraged to, and we're going to give it a whirl. I know that the technology wasn't as stable in the past, but as far as I've understood and researched, it is now. So we're going to give it a whirl. And starting with this beautiful little taster, if you will, which is a lead into the Creative Visionary course. So for any of you interested or wanting to participate in the course, the next one that launches on July 12th, it's a very special course I offer twice a year for women, and it's a journey that we walk through together for 3 months, really powerful. It's really one of my absolute favorite programs that I offer. And more info on the site, and you can check out, I know that we have posted, there will be new posts going up around the Saturday session, so do keep a lookout. If you're not on my Facebook page, come and say hello there, Jessie May Inspired Life Coach, and there'll be info and links there for the Saturday session, free video session. You want to check that out. I think we've got 100 spots. They're filling up, so jump on in. You can definitely sign on up. There's links and all that good stuff, and it's free. Woohoo! So that's 4 p.m. PST. That's Cali Pacific time here for an hour, and it is a treat. So I definitely would love to have you with us for that. All about really connecting in with your passion and what lights you up. What is your creative vision? What does that look like? It's just a nice opening, a taste of what's possible. And it's really a lot of, it's sort of a culmination of a lot of the work that I do in my coaching practice and working with a lot of creative entrepreneurs and just really igniting hearts the way that I'd love to, and holding space for everyone to come alive, because we all have that pulse, that passion, that power. And when we connect with it, it's amazing how incredibly unstoppable we are, how on purpose we can become, we truly ultimately are. We live into that space. So an amazing, fun video workshop. Join us Saturday. Also, just to mention, and this is super exciting, Tulum, we are filling up, my loves. So if you guys want to come, make sure that you get your spot. We've got the whole resort this time, and it's absolutely a heavenly spot. It's another one of my favorite retreats that I offer. It's a signature retreat, the Heartbeat of Happiness. The last week of October, it's a full moon. We'll have a whole full moon ceremony amongst many other delicious treats, I should say. So do check that out. There is indeed info on the website about that. You can check that out under retreats, and you can sign up. You can reach out if you want to do a payment plan. Those are totally available as well. You just have to put in a little deposit just to hold your spot, but you can join us, and it's going to be magic. And I'm also bringing some pretty special peeps into the mix. I won't share too much more. All of the juicy deets, videos from live on-site testimonials, all that good stuff on the website, jessiemay.com. Check it all out and come and be with us in paradise. It's a life changer. Really, truly, people come back and they're like, what happened to you? In the most yummy way possible. So, and I just, it's such a treat. We always bring together the most amazing, bright beings, lifetime friendships, soulships, heartships are made, and it's pretty epic, and it's heaven on earth. That's the location and the spot itself. So those are just a few little updates. There's so much more cooking, but I do want to move into today's topic, and I want to dedicate enough time for it. So your voice, and I'm noticing my being a bit under the weather is I tend to be even more effervescent, or I get very energized when I do the show. And for those of you regulars who know me, you could probably tell I'm a little under. But I wanted to speak to this voice piece, and just the voice, the power of our voice. It's so interesting because it's something that, I come across and I look at in my own life, and I've been able to observe even on my own journey in terms of how much my voice has been expressed throughout. When we take the time to really look at, and it's so rare that we gift ourselves just even that alone to like really reflect on, take a pause, have a little look back and sort of reflect on our lives. And, you know, looking at how our voice has been expressed or not expressed is a really good starting point, you know, because our voice really is our vehicle. And what do I mean by that? It's actually this incredible, powerful vessel that has the means to share our truth. And the reason that I wanted to speak to it as a vehicle is that, you know, it's not so much the words we say as the energy with which they are delivered. And when I say this, I really want to invite you to just even think about in your own life when you know you're sort of sharing something that's not totally true or not totally authentic, or you're kind of trying to wing something over on someone. It's not coming from a place that feels right or feels true. So our voice, you know, can get a little shaky or a little funky, or, you know, you can sort of, you can always sense, we feel, right? We're vibrational, so we sense that. And it's so important to begin there because ultimately, you know, our voice is not only our vehicle, but it's the access to our truth. And when we're in alignment, when our voice is actually expressing what's true for us, our life begins to open up in miraculous ways. Whereas when we're not really using our voice in its fullest form, in its truest form, we start to suffer, right? We start to really feel out of sync with who we are. And so often we're tuning into the voice of the world, the noise of the world, the chaos of the world, the fears. And in so doing, we're not allowing our true voice to be heard, to be felt, to be expressed. We don't allow ourselves to really be seen, right, to be true. And there's so much of this that starts at a young age where we get, you know, into that whole peer pressure model, which really plays out. And we've all been there, right? I mean, you look at and you watch the trends with kids and patterns with children and how, you know, there's even, I mean, to the extreme, that whole bullying epidemic. I mean, it's sad to see what happens and how, you know, we can be very, you know, children get peer pressured and, you know, are often sort of influenced into patterns or behaviors or groups that aren't necessarily true because, you know, for lack of having a real voice, being able to express themselves and, you know, own their truth and honor their truth. So what I want to start with is just to identify that many of us have multiple voices, but ultimately we have two primary voices, right? We have one that's our real, authentic, true voice, which is a real guiding force within us. It's born in the heart. It's our truth. It's who we really are. And then we have this learned voice. Right? It's this other voice that we pick up along the way that, you know, is very driven by should. And it really drowns out our soul's voice, our heart voice, our authentic truth, our essence, the who we are. And sadly, that becomes the dominant voice for so many of us. And as we allow that to be our dominant voice, we shut down our heart. Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, we really disconnect from our truth, from our real expression when we listen and when we give voice to that should voice, when we really lean into, which is really driven by fear, right? We get driven by the shoulds and, you know, people pleasing, which drives our voice to say things that are out of alignment with our deepest truth, right? We'll often be, for example, saying yes when we really mean no, or vice versa, saying no when we mean yes. And, you know, if we just take a moment, you know, and this is my invitation to you, and as always with the show, my invitation is, you know, really just feel into, lean into what I'm sharing. It's always my heart's intention to hold the space to open up something in you that may want to be felt, be seen, be, you know, expressed, be contemplated. Maybe there's resistance. If there is, maybe have a little look at that. Because what I do here is I share my truth, I share my experience, and my hope and my intention is that it sparks a little something in you. And as always, it's just an invitation to try it on and then let it sort of percolate and land where it will. But you know, just to take notice of where are there places maybe that you feel in your life you're not totally honoring your voice, you're not honoring your truth. And we all know what those places are, and sometimes we sort of compartmentalize. Often I see this where we'll sort of justify, well, it's, you know, because I'm in the workplace or because I'm, you know, in this kind of a relationship that I have to or I should. Again, the should comes up so frequently. But just take a look, see, have a little kind of flashlight around, you know, sort of peek into the different areas of your life and just notice, where am I really being driven? Where is that vehicle being guided by a voice that isn't mine? Yeah? Because the beauty is, you know, when we're listening with our heart, when we're really connecting with our heart, when we're letting our feelings be felt, it actually allows us to be expressing from that place too. So not only can we be voicing from that place, but it's, they go together, right? We want to listen, we want to tune in, we want to really recognize, where do I feel out of alignment? And that's a good place to start. So you can just take notice, you can just do a little scan of different relationships that you have, from your professional to your personal relationships, and say, am I really being true with my voice here in this relationship? So this is just, again, an inquiry, an opportunity to just play with this and explore this, uncover, reflect a little in your own life around this piece, because it's really, when we start to unpack it and we start to notice whether we're really being genuine and in integrity with our voice, it's amazing how much we begin to start to see how it's impacting our life in so many other ways. And it's not, again, it's not about the words that we're using. It's the energy and the truth, the resonance with which those words are being spoken. Yeah. I mean, just to share with you guys, I had such a beautiful moment before the show. I took my little Coco down to the beach, and I was walking with her, and it's a bit of a, they call it June gloomy kind of morning down here in Venice Beach, and it's quite beautiful, actually, and I'm loving it, and it's very fitting for my mood and my energy, and it's there's a coziness to it, and a nice kind of ocean breeze, and anyhow, I was walking along, and there's this woman, just so merry in her way, and she had a little headset on, but she was singing along, and I could hear the song, you know, coming along, and I didn't see who at first because she was a little further around the bend, and she was just singing, "I Want to Hold Your Hand," and just going at it, and it was so beautiful. She was belting it out, and I mean, this is obviously more, you know, sort of exaggerated expression of voice, but to the point, she was just so natural in her ease with which she just was letting her voice be felt and expressed. And, you know, again, this voice as our vehicle, we have so much love and passion and truth and fire and want to express. And the more we allow ourselves, and you know, I'm not saying that I want to encourage you to all go out and sing down the street, although I would. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. But, you know, the sort of metaphoric voice of expressing yourself and allowing your voice to be felt and to be heard and to be known is actually bigger than just that sort of more simple idea of what we think of as our voice. Yeah. And it's this allowing ourselves to be true to who we are. Because the more we cultivate our true voice and our true nature, ultimately, it's actually felt and it's received in such a more profound way. And it creates this beautiful resonance. So not only do we feel better when we're expressing from that heart voice place, that truth, but what ends up happening is we then start to attract people and experiences and opportunities into our life that match that vibration, that match that resonance when we're being true, yeah? So I'm going to share, as I love to, a few quotes, as I always love to. I can really get into it. And, you know, just before I do, I'll say that, you know, I feel for myself with my, you know, more literal translation of voice being my physical voice, which literally was shot. it was actually a call for me to go within, because I had a most beautiful week with my family in Maine, and it was just such a gift to be with all the little ones and my sibs and my mom, and, you know, I could feel Papacito with us in spirit, and it was just such a blessing. It was so precious to be all together in Kennebunkport, where we used to spend summers together, and really special time to be with everyone. And, you know, I came back, and I have so much going on right now, so many exciting things. I mean, new website, and, you know, did a whole big new photo shoot, and working on my new book, writing my book, like lots of exciting things happening. And yet there was just this call to retreat from and to come back home inside and to really get quiet again. Because, you know, without getting into all of my goings-on, as there's a lot of stuff happening in my personal life, too, I've just been stretched very thin over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, professionally, personally, you know, helping a lot of friends and family, it's just, I've been very taxed, if you will. And it was clear that my body just said, whoa, we're taking a serious pause. We're slowing you down. So, you know, bless the little ones who I was just loving on so big. I have the most beautiful little niece and nephew, Sunny and Charlotte, and Jules. Shout out to all of you guys, my loves. And I was just loving on them all. And the little ones were sicky, sicky. And it was such a love fest with so many snuggles and kisses. And I'm sure all kinds of exchange of who knows what. And I definitely picked up what was going on. But, you know, it was a gift. It was really a gift for me to slow down and to come home and to really be with myself, to come back to my own voice. Because in some ways I was getting so drawn outside of myself. And that can happen. You know, when life gets big and bountiful and beautiful and we have lots of amazing things happening, we can actually lose our center. And even for the, you know, those of us who are really on a journey of awareness and living with presence and living from a loving place, it happens to all of us. And this journey is constantly evolving and growing us and encouraging us to learn as we do. And so for me, it was a real wake up to just slow down and come home and really get clear and connected again with my authentic, with my true voice, because I was very much sort of almost splintered, if you will. I just felt scattered. And, you know, as I'm coming back now and I just had this beautiful walk and I heard this woman singing, you know, I want to hold your hand. And it was such a gorgeous mantra that just felt like it was coming forth from a bigger place of, you know, that's what it's really all about. You know, when we express, when we share our voice, you know, we're really longing and wanting to be appreciated, to be seen, to be known, to be felt, to be heard, to engage. And that's the purpose of our voice. It's not so much about being heard in terms of the details of our opinion and being validated, which is what that other voice wants, the ego mind, right? The pattern scripted self that can often drown out our true voice, that you know, wants nothing more than just to be felt, to be known, right? So it's so important that we recognize that this true voice also, and I spoke a lot about this in last week's show, but it needs the space to be felt, to be known, to listen, to tune in, because that's the place from which the real resonance comes forth. Because if we're scatty, if we're in static, if we're busy, if we're constantly on the go, in do, go, have mode, just that chronic kind of compulsive pulse that, you know, dictates so much of everything around us, when we're in that spun out frequency, not only is it exhausting, but our voice is, it's almost like we're picking up the frequencies of all the other noise and chaos around us. And, you know, yeah, there's moments, there can be moments of recognition and, oh yeah, that is my frequency. But wow, can we ever get sort of spun out with all of the other chaos out there, really? And it's so important to really bring ourselves back and to really recognize what is my true voice. So again, really important to know that the voice as the vehicle is not so much about the words that are used, but more about the expression and the integrity with which we're carrying ourselves in the world, that we're expressing from. Yeah? So it's the tone or the energy that is coming through. I love this Maya Angelou quote, and I'll share this. Words mean more than what is set down on paper. It takes the human voice to infuse them with meaning. And the power of this is so profound because it's the human voice, which again, the metaphoric voice that I really believe she speaks to here, and she so does in so much of her work, is that's the power, that's the vehicle, that's the very vehicle that is the vessel of our very being. Every way that we show up in the world is an opportunity to express who we are, how we carry ourselves, how we walk, how we courageously, you know, hold our head high and smile. That's our voice. That's our truth. And it doesn't have to always mean that we're necessarily in top form, you know. It's just showing up as we are. You know, for me right now, my vehicle is my voice, is just being as honest and real as I can with all of you and sharing where I'm at. And that's the gift. That's the gift of our vehicle being our voice, because the more true we are to our own voice, the more we give others permission to come home and be that with themselves too. And we all have, and I love this Gandhi quote, he says, everyone who wills can hear the inner voice. It is within everyone. Because I'll often get that from clients where they'll ask me, you know, I can't hear it or I can't feel it. And again, little shout out to Heart Rise Meditation for any of you who want to get deeper into this. But, you know, it's so beautiful what happens when we connect, because our true voice, this voice that really speaks from an authentic place inside, is born in the heart. And that's, there's a power that comes forth in this way. There's a resonance that comes forth in this way that is so much bigger than any words, any other form of expression. You know, if it's coming from the heart, it's felt, it's known, it's recognized, and it's received in such a profound way. And, you know, the beauty is, as we learn to trust that, as we, you know, it takes real courage to be true to our voice, because, you know, it's so much easier to follow and jump on the should train and listen to all of that noise that everyone else is kind of carrying around. But that's not who we are. That's not what this is about. And, you know, we can live that way, but that's where we get so out of alignment with our truth. And it's a painful way to live when we're living in accordance with what everyone else wants to hear. And, you know, a lot of us become masters at that and, you know, crafty and manipulative, but it's agonizing. It's painful. So, again, my invitation, as with always, is just to really let what I'm sharing here kind of marinate. Just try it on. Feel into it. If you're hearing something that speaks to you, then I'd encourage you to sort of go a little deeper into it, peel into it, ask some questions, just pay attention, shine a little light on some of the relationships and some of the ways in which you show up in your own life. And just notice if you are being really true to your inner voice, if you're really honoring it. Are you being really honest with who you are? Because, you know, we get so practiced and so conditioned that we actually lose touch. One of the best ways you can also check in with yourself is to ask, does this feel good? Does this resonate? Am I really connecting here? Am I being heard? Am I being recognized? Is someone really feeling it? We know that when we're honest with ourselves. So my greatest invitation for this show and for today is for you to really check in with yourself. I encourage and invite you to be the fullest expression of your voice that you can be. Your voice is your vehicle. Your very being is that voice. And I'm so grateful to share this space with all of you. It's such a gift. So leaving you with this last quote, and this is a little Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, one of my favorite quotes. The human voice is the organ of the soul. So may your voice be guided by your beautiful, knowing heart. I have an incredible lineup coming for you in the coming weeks. I thank you all for sharing this space. If you enjoy it, come find me on Facebook and all the different places that I share. And check us out online too. I am sending you all of my love, wishing you a bright, blessed day. And I look so forward to connecting with you in all the myriad ways. And for those of you I can see here, I look forward to it. Much bright, yummy love from my heart to yours. And I will catch you next Tuesday.